This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Friday, November 21st. God's word for you today is head versus heart. Our scripture reading is taken from Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, and it says, "And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits." One of the ways to enlarge your mind is through the books you read. Guess what? This also increases your strength. What is strength? Strength is the capacity of an object to withstand great force or pressure. Your strength is the capacity to withstand great force or pressure. I pray that God will strengthen you in the name of Jesus. Courage is a building block of strength, and courage is a foundation of the heart, not just knowledge. For instance, you can know that according to Psalm 46 verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. It is one thing to have head knowledge. When trouble comes, what happens to people who just have head knowledge? Sometimes that head knowledge flies away or they forget and they start running helter-skelter. And you are wondering, is this not the same person who said God is his refuge and strength? Why is he panicking and having emotional attacks? It just shows that mere knowledge is not enough to infuse courage. Knowledge needs to be infused into the heart. And what burns knowledge into the heart is something that has been misunderstood largely by a lot of people, particularly the New Age people. And that is meditation. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Meditation means taking God's word and putting it in your mouth, speaking it to yourself, focusing on it, and reiterating it over and over again, until it is burnt into your heart and becomes a part of you. When trouble comes, you can stand and say, "God is my refuge and strength, my ever-present help in times of trouble." Can you see the difference? One person has head knowledge, and before trouble comes, the person has been mouthing the scripture. But when trouble comes, that same person is saying, "God, why? Am I the only one?" Trouble is not a respecter of persons. Everybody will have trouble. However, when you meditate on God's word, when trouble comes, you can say confidently, "God is my refuge and strength," and it is coming from the heart, not just from the head. Proverbs chapter 24 verse 10 says, "If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small." Let us pray. Father, as I meditate on your word, increase my strength in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.